तुम चलो ना मेरे साथ बल्गेरिया।
शिवा हिमालय के सिवा कहीं और जी नहीं पाएगा। मुलाकातों को दिन और हफ्तों से क्यों गिना जाता है, सांसों से क्यों नहीं? अगर सांसों से गिना जाए तो लगेगा बहुत लंबी उम्र है इस कम उम्र रिश्ते की।
Okay, hello everyone and welcome to the 50th episode of Bollywood Weekly.
Yay!
Yay!
And I have with me on this momentous occasion, Satyen and Radhika.
Yay! Hey guys, what's
Hi.
Up?
Hi!
Thank you guys for being here on this wonderful day.
Free cake khane ke liye kahin bhi aa
jao. Fact.
I guess I should order a cake now. That has not been done. So, couple of things. So, firstly, big thank you to Apple and iTunes, who have decided to feature Bollywood Weekly on the iTunes store in India.
Yes.
So that should happen this week, which is awesome. And therefore, a big thank you to all the listeners for listening and supporting us and, you know, helping us get to 50 episodes and, you know, for actually giving a crap about what we say. So that's nice. Please do keep your feedback coming and keep your ratings on the iTunes store and everything else going, because it's very nice for us, and that's basically it. There's no other purpose to it.
Just help us out.
Yes. Speaking of ratings and feedback, one interesting or slightly annoying thing about iTunes is that when you browse the store, you only see the ratings of the store that you're on. So if you have a US store, you only see people from the US store who have rated and their comments.
I had no idea.
And on the India store, you only see people from the India store who have rated. So obviously, Apple decided to feature us on the India store. So the India listeners are quite enjoying what we do, which is a good sign. On the US, on the other hand, I got a recent review, which I'm going to read out. And Radhika, I'm sorry, I'm like ambushing you here a little bit, because the review relates to certain things that you have said on the podcast.
What?
Wow.
So I'm going to give you a chance to defend yourself.
No!
Okay, are we ready for this?
I guess.
Okay.
What? This is unfair.
Just want to give listeners a taste. So first of all, on the US store, we have 5 ratings. 4 of the 5 ratings are 5 stars. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
One, but all of them don't really have comments. One of them is a 1-star rating. And I'm going to read it out now, okay? The main host usually seems informed on what he's talking about, but some of his co-hosts are not. Just this past episode, Radhika, this, pay attention. Just this past episode, one of them was complaining about a certain actress's size and how she even refuses to watch trailers from this actress's movies because her size upsets her. I just found this to be really unprofessional and archaic. I can't believe this is what Bollywood fans are focused on these days. Instead of hoping for great acting and compelling stories, have we become so shallow that all we want to see are malnourished, light-skinned faces prancing around the movie screen? Radhika.
So, thank you for the feedback. We really appreciate it. I will definitely take it in stride and make sure the future comments don't relate to that. I also thought that a lot of listeners might be like me, who do focus on these type of things.
So you're not denying that you focus on these type of things?
No, I can't. I'm not a liar. But I do. It's very refreshing to hear that our podcast listeners is a slightly better version of myself, as I call it. So no, well noted.
Sorry for doing that. Also, the review ends by saying, another thing I've noticed is that the co-hosts rarely bother doing their homework about the week's topics or movies. Sometimes it's almost like they're there to fan the main host's ego. So, no pressure, guys. So, thank you for that feedback, listener. We will take it into account.
I will not be talking about Ajay Devgan's looks today, as much as I would have liked to.
I will be. Yeah. We'll balance it out.
Yeah.
And you all have to stop telling me that I'm so great and I'm amazing, because it's just
fanning
my ego, apparently.
I did
so
not know.
We don't want that.
Bitch,
okay.
Yeah, I haven't even got the cake.
अच्छा मैं निकला
ओके वी आर ऑन टाइट डेडलाइन बिकॉज राधिका हैज बेटर थिंग्स टू डू देन टू डू दिस सो sorry, I feel like we're attacking you.
Yes, yes. It was my idea to come today.
So this podcast is not about a movie. Surprise.
Okay, now back to topic. The today's podcast is on Shivai.
Yes.
Written.
So what's that? Oh, I've forgotten it because it was so long. The movie was so long. I forgot.
Really long.
It's very difficult to figure out where to begin because. There were times
begin without the I, like Devgan.
yeah. No vowels allowed.
There were times when this movie threatened to be good, and then they were like, you know what? Story seems too logical. Let's like take out all logic and thing from the story and
just go with and that. Stretch it.
Yeah,
to extreme levels of stretching.
I think, I mean, before we get into the story, from the trailer itself, it showed promise. Because it looked like a Hollywood film in terms of cinematography. And it actually lived up to that. From what I had expected from the trailer, it actually lived up to my expectations in terms of the way it was shot. Some of the action sequences, very, very fluid and very well executed. So that part I actually enjoyed.
But also when I saw the trailer, I had no idea the movie would be about what it was. Like, I had no idea. So I think the trailer...
I mean, when I saw the trailer, I had no idea what the movie was about.
Yeah.
So I was just confused. In that sense, I actually thought the basic concept and thing was not very original, but it was fine.
It was taken from another movie.
Yeah.
It was taken from Taken, potentially. But it also echoed just a lot of movies that have, even in Bollywood, that have come out in the last year or two. So there was elements of Rocky Hansen, which was also similar.
Oh,
girl
really?
Girl gets abducted, except it wasn't his daughter.
Okay.
John Abraham with superhuman abilities, almost, just goes around bashing people. Mm. There's all this trafficking, prostitution things involved.
Okay.
Also shades of Bajrangi Bhaijaan.
That I noticed.
Girl, in this case, was also
mute.
There's a reason for that though.
Which also, the way of.
I think it was a big part.
We can head into it now.
Yeah.
Our theory is that. Of course, first of all, this movie is written, directed, produced, and starring Ajay Devgan.
Devgan. It was like he's taken everything into his own hands.
He's taken it upon himself to...
We're just going
to
weave in as many taken parts into this.
Okay.
So I think since it was his first directorial movie and most of his big successes in terms of box office have been with Rohit Shetty, it felt like a lot of times he tried to incorporate Rohit Shetty filmmaking elements this thing. Exploding cars, many of them.
Slow motion holy shots, the colors flying into people's faces.
Yeah.
And also the way people were fighting. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so our theory is that he kind of missed having Tushar Kapoor from Golmaal and missed having a mute character.
That was one of the theories.
Yeah, that was just one of the theories.
The other one that's more plausible is because it's a foreigner that's cast as his love interest in the movie. She speaks Hindi, so she knows Hindi, and she says, "I've been studying at DU."
Yeah.
And Ajay Devgan's immediate response is, "Radhika,
you must be rich." I did not see the correlation there. But,
but anyway, so she's a foreigner, a Bulgarian, and she speaks fluent Hindi.
She picked up at DU.
Having said that, they have a child, and obviously it's a. A white child. It's a mix, but she's cast as a white child, and it was probably difficult for them to find a white girl, a young white girl who could speak Hindi as fluently as her mother did in the movie.
They should have sent her to DU.
So I think the easy solution in terms of the people who are writing film is to have a mute child. That's my theory.
We don't know. These are the theories we have in mind. Feel free to comment on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Look at us having such intellectual discussions, not focusing on anyone's looks. Two things I must say is, A, the actress who played Ajay Devgan's love interest was extremely attractive.
Yeah, she was very pretty. Yeah.
No,
and
can I say that actually the casting for the movie was very good, I thought. I actually thought
you
the
think Ajay Devgan is a good actually, I guess he made the movie.
He was biased.
Choice. Slightly.
Yeah, slightly.
But the rest of the cast, even the Bulgarian
girl.
Yeah, the girl, even the guys who played the villain, they were cast well, I thought.
The other thing also about the actress is I thought she actually spoke better Hindi than most of the actresses that
So there has been a goal in the Arsenal-Tottenham match.
Thank you for that, Radhika. Yeah. Radhika is speaking into my iPhone as a microphone and so is getting notifications
about the match.
I was saying I thought the girl actually spoke better Hindi than most of the actual Indian actresses in Bollywood today.
No.
Don't be like that.
Yeah. What do you mean? Who?
Radhika's trying. We're not really taking names.
Radhika's trying to redeem herself.
Yeah.
Being like.
How are you saying this? That is not true. It's a tough language. It takes time.
Unless you go to DU, then it's
then it's quick.
Okay.
We didn't want to focus on looks, but within the first 10 minutes of the movie, there is a person who immediately, a girl who looks at Ajay Devgan.
Falls in love.
Says, he's so hot and sexy. So I couldn't help but actually notice his looks.
It's also, very much a Himesh Reshammiya filmmaking.
Also, I was shocked at Ajay Devgan like showing off his body and all.
Yeah. So he's his name is Shivai.
Yes.
And she says, why do you have a Y in your name? And he says,
why not?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, amazing. So I do.
No, and then she also asked him, you don't have Shivai's long hair. What, like, other than the name, what do you have of Shivai's? And he proceeds to display various tattoos of
across his body parts.
And note that this is in the Himalayas when they are at base camp.
Yes. Yeah.
Where there's snow everywhere. Yeah. So clearly,
It's
cold temperatures.
But you forget he has a hot body.
Yeah. So he has heat from within.
Yeah.
And the actress also had a hot body since she was wearing shorts and seemed to be in no discomfort whatsoever.
But
I think there was a lot of overacting at times though in the movie, like especially when they're having this discussion and all, and the way they're talking,
the whole first like half an hour of the first scene. I'm not an expert, but I don't think mountaineering is actually done the way Ajay Devgan was doing it. It was like he turned it into some Bharatnatyam art form all of a sudden. He was like prancing around, jumping from one end of a cliff to another.
Yeah, like the subtitles read during that scene, spiritual chanting in Sanskrit. There was a lot of that.
Yeah. The subtitles were quite off.
But the plot of the movie
on subtitles, there was one great moment where the doctor says, after his daughter's been injured, the doctor says, Shivai wo theek hai. And the subtitle says, she is not fine.
Also, when they call his brain bald, like it makes no sense.
Someone says they're gonna kick his brains or something, and the subtitle reads balls instead of brains. Why do we always say brains and not brain?
Brain cells.
We just talk about the plot of the film itself a little bit before we go into some beautiful specific scenes that I really like to talk about?
Yes, you seem to be quite taken with the plot, so why not?
Well, I mean, he meets white girl on a trekking, one of the trips.
Expeditions.
On expeditions.
Yeah.
And they literally fall in love. Do you remember that scene where they fall in love?
Yeah.
Oh, they're actually falling in love, listeners. You know why? Because they are stuck in this suspended tent.
Yeah.
Like thousands of feet above the air, but in a crevice.
That keeps falling. It keeps attaching itself.
The tent keeps, falling.
And like, the way they get into that tent is because there's an avalanche. And they are trying to escape, but they can't get out in time. And so they jump into the tent.
And the tent saves them.
And the tent saves them.
Yeah. Oh, no, and she does break a leg.
She breaks her leg.
She doesn't dance. I'm sorry. That was a really bad one.
Oh my god, Satya.
You might have to cut it.
No, she does break a leg.
You might need a moment there.
Yeah.
But despite having a broken leg, she seems very adept at
performing various procreation.
Correct.
Yeah.
So while the tent is falling down, it's almost like a zero gravity scene where, you know, they're rotating, tumbling.
Yeah.
And slow motion shot and they're about to start lovemaking.
Yeah.
Also, in this movie, Ajay Devgan has like a fetish for lovemaking in precarious, dangerous situations.
Yes, yes, of course.
Soon after that, he tries to consistently force himself on on this girl and have sex with her while her leg is still broken in the middle of an earthquake.
Yes.
Yeah, groundbreaking stuff there. Yeah.
Both inside the house and outside. Once they leave because...
He does not succeed though.
No, but she seemed to be quite...
She seemed into it, but they at least don't show.
Mm. And then she's pregnant.
Yeah.
Which Ajay Devgan is very upset about because obviously it's the woman's fault for getting pregnant. Yeah. Like,
was he upset? What are you talking about? He's the one... Yeah, because he couldn't understand the situation, but he's the one who wanted the baby. So he's clearly against pro-choice.
He shouted at her for getting pregnant.
No, but he wants the child.
Then
he wanted the child, yeah. Yeah.
Really? He gets mad at her for getting pregnant?
Yeah, remember when he was driving the car?
Yeah, I know. I thought he was just like, couldn't make sense of the situation. Like, how did you get pregnant? Like, stuff.
Radhika's being like very generous today. I think she's being like extra careful after the start of the show. She's like trying to be as balanced as possible.
No, I honestly...
It's okay, Radhika. You can let your real self out.
No, I didn't see that.
Mm, okay, fair enough.
So it's a different viewpoint.
But then that whole scene was just very uncomfortable because he was like... Oh yeah, just, you know, be here for 9 months, have my baby, and then you can leave and do whatever you want.
Yeah,
Shalini's a valid point. She's like, being a mother is not just 9 months, it's more than that, which is...
And then later when they meet up, he gets mad at her for leaving after he told her to leave.
Yeah.
He was like,
No. She was the one who was like, I want to abort this child because I have my own life that I want to live. And then he's like, okay, fine, give me the child because I don't have a family and you leave. So she leaves as per her wishes.
Yes, but she says this was an accident. And he says, but... Not for me.
Which was dodgy.
I don't know. But he was only mad that, like, why do you care now? Because you didn't care for so many years. So why are you pretending now that the child is kidnapped? You have all of a sudden become a mother.
Oh, the child gets kidnapped. <That's the way. laughs>
I mean, I think that enough Taken references have happened for that to be fair. But,
I do suggest you guys watch Taken over this.
Overtaken.
Only the first one.
Yeah, Taken 2 was.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I do understand it. She didn't want to have a child. He forced her to have a child. She had a lot of other responsibilities. And she clearly does very well for herself and she looks bad.
I don't think we're questioning her decision to leave. We're questioning why Ajay Devgan is just pissed off in life.
Yeah.
I think that's his personality type.
Shivai, not Ajay Devgan in real life.
Once the kid grows up, they decide to go to Bulgaria because the kid really wants to see the mother.
Yeah. The kid finds out that her mother is alive.
Yeah.
And she wants to see her.
And they check into this hotel where they're just literally walking into the room. He's unlocking the door.
It's called Hotel Lion.
Yeah.
Seems to be in a red light district also.
Continue.
Yes, Hotel Lion, they're unlocking their room door, and in the corridor, Ajay Devgan suddenly spots these two men walking down the corridor with a young boy. And they go to this other room, which is just down a few doors down from their own room, and they hand over the boy to the occupant of the other room, which is an older man, judging by the voice. And the boy disappears into the room.
And the guy gives them a wad of cash or an envelope or something.
Mm.
Hands them a package.
Yeah. And obviously the first instinct of Ajay Devgan, of Shivai, is to go and smash the door down in that room.
See, first he rings a bell. Then he smashes the door down. But he does save the child. So I think he was trying to be noble.
He saved the child from a pedophile in that hotel, a few doors down from their own room. But doesn't change hotels.
He thinks it's perfectly acceptable to live there. Yeah.
And he gets a warning from I forget who warns him, but they say, don't, this is the Russian mafia, you shouldn't interfere with them because you don't know
what that is. After he gets...
The daughter is kidnapped.
His daughter is kidnapped, presumably as an act of revenge.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then he embarks on a...
Witch hunt.
No, but that is the rest of the movie, but... In that immediate moment, he embarks on a long chase, which is him running after a car on foot.
For a very long time.
And then he finally runs out of stamina, realizes he can't keep up, sees a taxi. Taxis are meant to drive people around, but instead of getting into the taxi and asking the guy to drive him, he proceeds to smash open the door, the front of the taxi with his...
Yeah, the front... what's it called? Not the windshield. It is the windshield.
Windshield.
The front windshield with his foot.
Yeah.
Kick the driver out of the cab and then drive the cab, causing a bunch of destruction in his wake, and then gets arrested.
Oh, and whenever this guy runs, like... Even in the town, when he's
he just knocks over people, smashes people randomly.
Ajay Devgan is like, if in real life you are act like you're playing the video game Road Rash, like you're walking around, just stick a hand out, punch someone, like kick someone, get a chain from somewhere, like hit a few people.
But maybe that is because like he's just trying to be very aggressive in the movie, right? Given the situation, like he does lose his
character's personality just seems to be very aggressive. Even his daughter, his daughter's way of showing affection is
punching.
Punch Ajay Devgan repeatedly.
Like, hey, what is that behind you? And he looks behind and she just smashes him in the stomach.
Including at the end of the scene where he has come out of a huge fight in hospital where he's been stabbed and shot and
all multiple times
without dying, which is a whole different thing. Mm. But he then comes home and she punches him and I'm like, that's going to hurt.
But I think it also has to do with like, because they're like trying to channel like his inner Shiva and stuff, right? And Shiva's in general a pretty aggressive god. So I think that's why he also gets like these fits of energy and fits of power. And he's indestructible like the god himself.
Yeah.
So I do think they draw a lot of references for that from that. And that's why he's always in a mountainous area. He's never in flat land.
I think that was just for them to have the climax scene where they cross the border. And then
everything of importance happens in mountain.
Yeah.
Except the red light district scene.
Yeah.
It was amazing because Ajay Devgan, Shivai, goes and infiltrates the red light district and takes on the bad guys one by one. And the big baddie gets a phone call saying, oh, an Asian man. His first instinct to say, we are fucked.
Yeah.
Like,
in Bulgarian.
Yeah.
We relied on the subtitles for that one. So maybe he actually said something like, you know.
Maybe he was screwed. But it was very long. They could have ended the movie many times. Like, there were three opportunities where it was like,
At least three. They just kept adding new villains. They were like, okay, movie's done. Like, no, let's add another villain.
It was a 3-hour movie that could have easily been 2.5 hours, if not less.
Two, I would say.
Yeah, yeah. It was really stretched.
But I think I like the second half better than the first half.
Yeah, the second half was actually... There were, like I said, there were moments when it threatened to be a good film. There were, like, I think the plot picked up quite a bit in, so the first half of the second half, where things were moving along. And then, like you said, most of the action sequences and stuff in that part were quite good. And then it gets like, okay, movie's about to end. And then they just drag it for way too long.
But the action scenes are quite intense. Like, it was really hard for me to watch personally. Like, he gets beaten up constantly. He also beats people up constantly. Also, very, very, very bad things happen to Ajay Devgan. Like, it's like, I feel so bad for him in the movie. Like, constantly, he's just like being run over. He's just constantly being pushed down. Like, nothing is going his way. Like,
But Radhika was a very supportive audience member. Every time he was winning a fight, she would be clapping and applauding.
Yeah. Also, like, the Indian embassy doesn't want to help him. His passport gets burnt. Like, how much can a man take? You know, like, it's also all this is in the span of 72 hours. All this happens to him in 72 hours. Like, poor guy.
And then do we want to talk about the end, which I still don't fully understand, but...
Which part of the end?
The very end, when after he comes back.
Oh.
And his daughter is like, yeah, no, you know what? Like, I'm happy here. I want to chill in Bulgaria. And
honestly, she's mute. So we're making these conclusions that she said. It's our feeling.
Okay, well, if not her, then her mom.
Yeah, mommy wanted to keep child 100%. But yes, she does be like,
I think the movie was presented in a way that portrayed that she was very happy.
Yeah, to be in Bulgaria.
Honestly, if I was a kid and I got that room, I would be
super mommy
happy.
Is very rich in Bulgaria. So showers her with all the love and affection.
Everyone was right.
What?
When at the start when she said she's in DU And he was like, you're rich.
She wasn't rich before, no? She came to do you to learn how to start her own business. But that's not even how she gets rich.
What are we doing here? Yeah. Let's go to DU.
I also think she just married rich.
That is possible.
They do show that.
Maybe we could try that.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not going to comment on
that. Yeah, so Ajay Devgan gets shot. Then he gets stabbed in the back, in his lower back. With this huge ass knife, which
multiple times.
Then he gets punched, kicked, thrown, bruised, battered, everything. And him and the main bad guy, Changez.
Yeah.
I love Changez. What a name. Both of them tumble down at least like 500 or 600 feet
easy.
Down the cliff
easy.
Face. Easy. Any other movie, any other person would
have... No, but which Bollywood movie person dies like that? Because they fell or got shot or got
Radhika made a very good point in the movie and I was like, didn't he just get shot? And she was like, yeah, so? How does that
matter? Yeah. Shot, hit, bruised, all that doesn't matter.
Mm. Also, apparently Russian mafia are like really not good marksmen because they are unable to aim properly.
And they must have shot him, like tried to shoot him 100 times.
Easily.
Yeah, and that first bullet was just the one bullet which they got him straight.
Straight. After that, no aim.
So
yeah.
they tumble down all this way, and then they have this epic fight on this small, like this surface after they've fallen down. And then Ajay Devgan kills the bad guy with a Trishul shaped icicle.
Yeah.
And then, so all this while he's doing this alone, his daughter was like way above on the road and running away somewhere.
Yeah.
After the fight and the adrenaline wears off, he suddenly remembers her. He shouts and he's like, oh, got her. And they zoom out like all this 1,000 feet above. And suddenly the next thing you know, he's back up on the street.
Yeah,
level.
He has managed to climb up an entire mountain without equipment, with extreme bruises. And cuts and blood flowing.
With bullet. With knife. With bullet.
I think he was channeling his inner bhai. Personally, that is what was happening.
This podcast would be incomplete without a bhai.
When we saw that scene, I mean, Radhika said he has a bullet in his back. How did he climb up? Earlier on, actually, they had shown him training when Gaurav, the kid, was a baby.
Yeah.
He used to climb with a baby on his back.
Back,
so he's climbing with a baby, so bullet kya yaar?
Yeah, I guess. Right?
There was also, before that whole, you know, face-off with Changez happens, just leading up to that, they're chasing this van at the border. And they don't make it in time. And but of course, Shivai, very conveniently, while on vacation in Bulgaria, just happens to have his mountaineering equipment handy.
But that time he needs it, huh? Later, when his blood is flowing out of his body with bullet cut in neck, he can climb without equipment. But when he's perfectly fine, he needs it. It's amazing.
Okay, I think you get the drift of where this is going.
But there was one really powerful shot, according to me, this is just a personal opinion, where they find the bodies of kids in a basement in the baddies' lair. And I thought that shot was really well executed, even with Ajay Devgan's expression, and very moving and powerful.
I think he acted really well, though.
Mm. Yeah, he's a good actor.
Yeah, he's a really good actor, so, and he did justice. Mm.
Compared to some of the other movies, I mean, the same genre, I thought this was actually good quality action sequences. And even some of the other ones, like Pish was saying, it showed promise to be a really good
I don't
film.
Think it was a bad movie in any way. I just think if it was shorter, it would have been better. Yeah, but I did enjoy watching it.
I think technically it was better than the storytelling was not as good as the way it was shot and the way it was executed.
The cinematography was amazing. That is, I think, by far the biggest one. Mm. I was just frustrated by the number of logic gaps, which are like one or two, like fine.
But like that's just Bollywood. You should just accept it.
Mm. It's Bollywood Weekly.
But I also did think the music was very good.
I really liked the music
of the movie. Mm. Vishnu?
I do not even remember a single song from the movie. Mm. There's that one song that, like, that slow song which plays.
Darkhas.
No, not Darkhas. The one that's sung by a female.
Oh, the lullaby type.
You and me.
That one, something.
Yeah.
I liked that one, but otherwise nothing really stood out for me.
But I think good job for a directorial debut from Ajay Devgan.
Given it was his debut directorially, it was pretty commendable.
Well done.
He only grows from here.
I wouldn't mind watching another movie directed by him in the future. It's not like, I liked this.
Okay. Anything else? Oh, the movie also featured another debut acting performance by an actress called Saisha, who was the
Anushka.
Yeah. She was okay, I thought.
Yeah.
Like, nothing...
I mean, nothing, not consequential.
I mean, I don't care to see her again.
Yes, she's back. Yeah. Radhika is back. Finally.
No, she was damn nice. She was quite pretty. Great body. Good or bad, whatever.
So, but you still don't want to see her again, despite her having a nice body.
No, I don't know if she was a little chubby. But that's perfectly okay. It's her personal choice to be chubby. It's okay.
But I think we should just end there. It's a perfect note to end. Is there actually anything else that we want to talk about?
No, as I said, the movie was quite long, so you don't remember anything else. Of,
yeah, there were various things, but yeah. We've covered the main ones.
Yeah. One point that I noticed right at the start of the film, it's been a trend in some other movies, other Hindi movies also. Whenever they show two people falling in love, I don't know if it's a recent trend or not, if you guys feel the same, they don't spend time on the relationship.
They just fall in love.
Hardly a matter of few minutes and they're in love.
But I think this was not a love story, right? We would have gotten annoyed if they focused on that.
But I feel like that also, I mean, that's not unique to Bollywood, I think. It's like when you have a 120-minute thing.
Yeah. Honestly,
I mean, even though this one was way more than that, but even then.
No, but when it's so much to do with the way the decisions the person takes, in this case Ajay Devgan, and later on even
her. It is a bit weird to have it all packed into, even in the movie, a 3-day of 1-week timeline.
Exactly. Or at least go into it showing that they're already friends.
Yeah.
Other than just that's meeting actually, and having sex and oh wow.
Yeah, done, baby.
Pregnant and wow, I'm in love. No. Yeah. That's the only thing that sort of annoyed me about this.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Any outside of the movie, anything else noteworthy that you want to talk about?
Outside of the movie, I think the trailer that came up in the interval, which was Kahani 2.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that one. I think it looks fantastic. Big fan of the first one. And Vidya Balan also. So that's one thing I'm looking forward to. Other than that, I've just had a pretty relaxed weekend, so I haven't really seen much else.
And so you decided to watch an intense action movie to end it up. Okay, with that, we are done for today.
No, congrats, Pish, on 50 episodes and the iTunes news as well.
Dude, stop fanning my ego, Satya. Now, didn't you not read the feedback? Radhika had walked out in anger, but she is now back. So she can say bye. We're done with it.
Say bye, Radhika.
Bye, guys.
And we still love you and we will still have you back for podcast. Despite,
thank you, Pish. Despite what? When saving the
ego. But in all seriousness, all feedback is appreciated. So do please send us more ratings, good or bad, and send us more comments.
Yes.
We do want to, you know, ways to improve and keep making more exciting content for you guys to listen to. So very much please do share. And with that.
Okay, Shivaya, aur kuch nahi hai.
On that note, have a good one and we will see you next week. Thanks so much for listening. That was our show and hope you enjoyed it. You know what I'm about to say next, but I'm going to say it anyway. Please subscribe to Bollywood Weekly on iTunes using the podcast app or on SoundCloud, either on the web or using the app available on iOS and on Android. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The links are in the description. And please do spread the word and let us know what you think in the comments. If there's anything you want to see us doing differently or anything you want to see more of, we will be happy to take all your feedback. And if you wanted to share your views about what you think about these movies, we will be happy to feature those as well. See you next week.